USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan and was airlifted to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say they arrested a male suspect with a homemade gun at the scene of the attack moments after the shooting. The Prime Minister was talking outside a train station in western Nara. Done with the Biden administration being inept at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott ordered state law enforcement officials to send illegal immigrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 21 years in prison with credit for time already served for charges that included violating civil rights of George Floyd. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
A small asteroid the size of a city bus made an extremely close approach to Earth on Thursday, missing us by only 56,000 miles. That's nothing in space terms. What's scary about this, no one knew it was coming until this week. The Kremlin continues to try and strong-arm Ukrainian leadership.
With Russia's military action in Ukraine in its fifth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Kiev that it should quickly accept Moscow's terms or brace for the worst, adding that Russia has barely started its action. Speaking at a meeting with leaders, Putin accused Western allies of fueling the hostilities, charging that the, quote, West wants to fight us until the last Ukrainian, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASA's little capstone moon probe, the size of a microwave oven, has phoned back home after going dark. NASA says an improperly formatted command to the spacecraft made the radio inoperable. The 55-pound capstone successfully performed its engine burn Thursday and is back on track. Capstone is now about 289,000 miles from Earth. That's significantly beyond the orbit of the moon, but that's part of the plan. The probe is taking a long, looping, and highly fuel-efficient orbit beginning November 13th. During his term, did Boris Johnson do well for his country? Nigel Farage, former Brexit Party leader on Fox News, says Johnson betrayed Britain.
The truth of it is, he adopted Brexit, and I was very pleased when he did. But the truth of it is, he got elected as a Conservative, governed as a Liberal, committing the UK to net zero, increasing taxes, increasing the size of the state, are becoming an LGBT fanatic. And the reason he's gone is, number one, he betrayed millions of people who trusted him to stand up against globalization, and we found we had this pro-China maniac running the country. And number two, because he proved to be an outright born liar. So the idea that Johnson's demise means the end of populism is nonsense, and I very much hope and believe that whoever replaces him in the Conservative Party will actually be stronger.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.